You know, we're always down for a portal party here at Locked On ACC. We've got some updated news on a couple of your favorites around the conference. L. Ellis, Jesse Edwards, Caleb Mills have all found new homes outside of the ACC. We'll talk about whether or not that's good for the conference. People looking elsewhere. Does it hurt the brand? Does it elevate the brand? All of those things will be discussed on today's show, as well as one of your favorite girls took a little trip to a place by the bayou. We'll talk about it all on today's show.
You are Locked On ACC, your daily podcast on the Atlantic Coast Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's edition of Locked On ACC. I'm your host, Candace Cooper, joined by my co-host, Kenton Gibbs. Each and every day, you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as subscribing to our YouTube channel so you can see our lovely faces and as well give us some comments fresh on the scene with the gangsta lean. We're talking about today's episode, the portal party per usual, Transfer Tuesday, if you will. We have some updated news from some of your favorites around the league. Kenton, how are you feeling about some of these updates before we reveal them?
I'm going to just say this. You know what I mean? My boy Kevin Keats is cooking up in that portal. Your coach can't recruit the portal. Can't relate. Sorry to hear it. Oh, that's nasty. But not mine.
Yeah, 100% agree. I think that ultimately it's been a lot of newfound homes for most, but some out of the ACC. We'll talk about all of that on today's show, as well as women's basketball. We'd be remiss not to mention some of the top names that won't be returning to their respective schools. But first on deck, we had mentioned a while back that Caleb Mills from Florida State was looking for a new home. He found it in Memphis, so he'll be out there with Mr. Penny Hardaway himself. Memphis is a great place for a guard, right? I think it'll be an excellent place for him to kind of develop and be under one of the greatest to ever do it. Why not, you know, take that opportunity for yourself? A young coach with fresh eyes and probably some NIL money to kick you. Here you are on mute again.
Another thing that needs to be mentioned with Penny Hardaway is that team, whether or not you want to acknowledge it or whatever the case may be, they have consistently gotten better year over year over year. I mean, this last season, 26-9. The year before that, 22-11. The year before that, I mean, this is a team, 20-8. This is a team that has consistently gotten better and better and better. And while people thought, oh, Penny is just a big name going there, and, you know, he's just a big name at his alma mater, my dear brother in the bond is doing great things there. So, you know, shout out to Penny Hardaway. He's doing good things. Hopefully Caleb Mills does great things there as well.
Yeah, and I think for Caleb, like, you want to be around winning. You don't want to be around rebuilds. You don't want to be around, you know, having a deep bench that's not healthy. Or, you know, it's truthfully Coach Hamilton on the way out. It's not like you have a young, thriving coach that's really just feeling fresh. That's not the reality of the situation. My dog, like, he got about two to three. And he ain't finna go like Boeheim, but he's definitely finna go, you know, about the paint, certainly. You got to win. That's what it boils down to. We all know that's the name of the game.
Well, yeah, but it was one bad year. I don't think that Coach Hamilton has had sustained failure at a point where you're like, yeah, brother.
But I don't think Boeheim has sustained failure.
Well, no, but Boeheim had been there for 50 years. I mean, you know, like at some point in time, all good things must come to an end.
Sure.
You know?
I think that's the stake for Florida State. I don't see – there's nothing about this new roster that makes me say, you know what, Hamilton's bringing it back. Like, you just had such a 2019 to 2020 was the year for them. 2020 was tough.
That's fair. I mean, I'll say this. Love Coach Hamilton, but he is getting up there in age too. So,
yeah. You don't want to be 75 still yelling at the kids, you know, box out. You only got so many more box outs in you.
But I'm going to tell you, some 75-year-olds, that's what they do. I mean, look right down the road in Miami. How old is Larry Nager?
But he's youthful and he's taking his team to the freaking Final Four like that.
But I'm saying that ain't no spring chicken there. That's an old dude, but he enjoys what he does. Some of these guys, they just
enjoying what
they
you
do.
And winning is two different things. Well, Caleb wants to be around winning. I think Caleb left for the sake of
I'm not disagreeing with you about that. I'm just saying the idea that Ham is going to be up out of there soon is
he is if he don't win.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what are you saying? You're not agreeing.
Hell if we don't pray. I don't understand your point.
I don't understand your point as well.
He has the opportunity to do what he needs to do to win and stay there, extend out his stay.
Clearly, you know, Caleb Mills did not believe in him enough to want to stick around and figure it out.
That's fair, but there are plenty of players transferring to quote-unquote greener pastures because they don't believe in their coach, and their coaches are proven winners. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't knocking because you're trying. So here we go. Caleb Mills is not the only player that's trying to figure out in greener pastures. You also have Jesse Edwards, who is of Syracuse, decided that he wanted better NIL opportunities outside of Central New York, and he decided to go to West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, bro, if the NIL was the focus, I'm going to a major market. I'm not going to West Virginia.
All right, so first thing first, I just realized Ham is 74 years old. Wow, what a shocker. Moving on. Jesse Edwards going to West Virginia because, like, you're looking up like, you were going somewhere for money and West Virginia was the place. No disrespect to the Mountaineers, you know what I mean? Maybe the Mountaineer NIL collector.
They may have had money to blow, yeah.
Listen, maybe I don't know who's the head of that thing.
I don't believe it.
Let me tell you something now. I have driven back home up to Detroit before. You got to pass through West Virginia and a certain route of that. And
what's out there? I've never been. I'm not looking to go.
I'm gonna tell you this. You don't see, but again, it's a university, and I'm sure that their alumni base is deep with some deep old pockets. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Syracuse is exactly the greatest city on earth, but if you were to tell me I'm going from Syracuse, New York to where is it? Morgantown, West Virginia.
What's the West Virginia song? What is their staple song?
What is it? Country roads take me. Yeah. The amount that you have to pay me is, you know, I mean,
Country roads doesn't give me buku money. Like, you know, the coal miners might got a lot of stash somewhere, but if that was your, don't lie to me. I just feel like you really wanted to leave Syracuse. Don't tell me it was NIL focused. Tell me you wanted, Autry and y'all had a disagreement. You wanted to make sure you get some PT. Like, it can't be about NIL with that one.
I mean, maybe he just really wanted to play for Press Virginia. You know, maybe the legend of Bob Huggins Grove. You know, he's like, hey,
even a winning team. Well, I mean, he's used to that, but like.
Well, Bob has been a winner historically. You know, he's been a winner.
You are historic. I need recency.
Okay, well.
You like to talk about legends, but at the end of the day, the greatest thing you can do for me in the present is get a W.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. As Andre 3000 said, you're only funky as your last cut, and their last 20-win season was 2019. But with that being said, I mean, hey, what are you gonna do? Like, I don't understand it, but if we try to get into these players' heads and understand why they left and why they are, maybe daddy was wrong. Maybe Pops was wrong, okay? Maybe Pops was talking NIL and he was like, Dad, I just want to go somewhere where there's a need for me and I can take it to the next level.
That's true.
Like, something along those lines. Who knows? Parents be wrong all the time. You know, as Will Smith famously said, keep my wife's name. No, parents just don't understand. That's the one that was important. Parents just don't understand. That's the important thing.
Help the children, Lord. We have another really good guard who's going to a new home that's not the ACC. We'll talk about why that's important, because for the sake of what we've been begging for this entire season is coming to pass, but not in the way we had hoped. But first, grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back, and there's no better place to get in on MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book. That's because right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just go to FanDuel.com patreon.com/lockedon. Sign up, place your first bet, and get up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win. So don't miss your chance to get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Go to FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. FanDuel is official partner of Major League Baseball. And we know we get a lot of content from Kenton and Grayson when it comes to some ACC baseball. So you don't want to miss out on those great opportunities. We'll have a baseball episode for you later on this week. We're talking about the portal party today. A couple of big names from the ACC men's side dropping in, finding new homes. But listen, hear me say, all season we have been saying, free our dog. He deserves better. Give him greener pastures. We know there's got to be better than four wins for a season. Louisville's L. Ellis has found a new home. Unfortunately, it's not in the ACC. He is going to Arkansas, which, hey, probably a great opportunity for him. Great opportunity as a guard, run and gun type offense. He can fly and be successful. And the SEC has had a little bit of basketball success this year. So, see, he's in good shape to be making at least he'll get at least double-digit wins, help his father, you know, NIL money to boot.
I mean, listen, Musselman over there is doing a hell of a job. Honestly, it's a little sad to see Ellis leave the conference.
Yeah.
It is. Like, even if he didn't come to NC State, you know what I mean? I would have loved to see him. If Jeremy Roach decides to leave Duke and stay in the draft, I would have loved to see him, you know, just somewhere.
Yeah.
In the ACC, and you know, even if it was for one of those teams, whoever, it would have been nice to keep watching him on a regular. But you know, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, these players are doing what's best for them. And I'm gonna tell you what, in terms of wanting some winning and not wanting to be a part of losing no more, he picked a great choice. Arkansas has been getting better and better by the year. Like I said, that, you know, Musselman and company over there doing great things. I don't see a problem with it.
I think the role change potentially for Sky was going to be an issue for L. Ellis. Sky Clark coming from Illinois, transferring. I also think, though, I'm going to just say this. These choices that these guys are making are a little strange. I ain't going to Arkansas. I get it for basketball reasons. But if you think about where I have to go and play and, like, live and be a part of, Arkansas just ain't it for me. I can't even, and I'm a Southern girl, but I can't do it.
Well, listen,
I ain't woo picking nothing.
There are plenty of people who think that Fayetteville, Arkansas is a beautiful city, just like there are plenty of people who think Morgantown, West Virginia is a beautiful city. You know what I mean? I have not personally been to either one of those cities in particular, so I'm not going to speak to their beauty or lack thereof. Maybe the campus environment is just that welcoming. And
there's no school in the ACC besides maybe Clemson, South Carolina, that I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't think so. Other than that, everyone feels like, all right, at least there's things to do outside of here.
No? I mean, okay. But and here's the thing. In towns like that, it's a college town. So sure. Basically, everything in town is about you. Everybody's going to love you. They're going to see, oh, wait a minute. Ain't that L? That's L. Hey, L, how you doing? You know, all that good stuff. So
he can go to a place where he could be the man. And that was, yeah. Was he not the man at Louisville? He didn't want to give him one more go?
Well, yeah, but Louisville is a big city. I mean, technically speaking, I want to say it's a major city. You know, there's like a campus part of town. And then there's all this other stuff that's like completely unrelated to the University of Louisville there. You know, maybe he wanted to be in a place where everywhere he went, it's all about us.
I think he would have looked great in God's blue and white. So,
I'm sorry, God's blue and white?
You know, the sky is God's blue, heaven's blue, Chapel Hill, you know, familiar. Yeah.
Like I said, my son didn't need a lot. My son didn't need a lot to wear baby blue blankets. So I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't say that's.
Make your kid wear red. Okay. Huh? Yeah, you right. Wear red. Okay.
Any color besides light blue is all right with me. You know what I mean?
Okay, buddy. We'll see.
I love black anyway, so you know that's probably gonna be some type of gray, some type of black. You know, black gets dirty quickly. More gray. You get the point.
All that to say, I would have loved L. Ellis at Chapel Hill. I think it would have been a great addition. I think him and RJ could have been really dope together because I think RJ could have led the team, but L could have been a nice compliment.
I mean, L would have been a great compliment to, like, there's literally Think about this. How many teams in the ACC could you say couldn't use L services?
Right.
And also, I'm going to say this again. I said it before. But Kenny Victor Payne, if you watching this, this better work out. This better work out.
In what way? That L. Ellis got to be worse? Or elevate?
No. L. Ellis could go on and win the Naismith Player of the Year. That doesn't matter. Your team better ball.
He has like 6 players in the portal right now.
Kenny, I'm watching you, brother. I'm watching.
A lot of people are watching him because they know he better have a hell of a season. He got to win 10. Like, if he doesn't win 10.
L was one of my favorite players to watch all season.
Absolutely.
All season.
Absolutely.
Like, anytime he was in the game, if I had to go to the bathroom, I was holding it. Okay? I'm sitting there. It's going to be okay to watch that man cook up the way he cook up. I'm lying. I got Hulu on my phone, y'all. I'm joking. But long story short.
You willing to get a UTI? Like, what are we saying
here? I said I was joking. Like I said, I got Hulu on my phone. So we can just, you know, wherever I got to go.
Taking your phone to the bathroom is nasty, too. Like,
you don't take your phone to the bathroom?
Terrible analogy. We're not doing hygiene.
Wait a minute. You don't take your phone to the bathroom?
We know how Twitter gets when people be like, I don't shower. I'm not doing
No, we're not. Hold on. Everybody takes their phone to the bathroom. What?
How did we get here? Get back. You know what? We're not. Okay, fine. Please, God.
Fine. I'm going to tell you, there's two types. Apparently, there's two types of people on this show and two types of people in the world. Ones who admit to taking their phone in the bathroom and liars. And liars. Okay? That's the two type of people we're looking at in this world.
Honestly, there are two type of people. People who are diehard L. Ellis fans and those who can wait 5 minutes to see him again. That's just what it seems to boil down to at this bad boy.
Again, he cooked up fantastically every time you saw him on that court. And so, you know, it's tough to see him go. It really is. It's tough to see him leave the conference. Like, Edwards, it's like, oh, man, that kind of sucks. But, like, whatever. Like, L is like,
I feel like Edwards I was more excited about because it's like, okay, you have a coach who's young, thriving, invested, and maybe he's going to change things up a bit, move away from the zone defense. Like, I think that was an ample opportunity for him to really skyrocket this year.
I mean,
he had ACC Player of the Year type energy for me. Jesse Edwards? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, for real?
I don't see it.
I don't see it. He gave Baycott the business. What are we talking? Okay. All
right. Who didn't give Baycott the business offense?
Oh, that's your guy though. Wait, hold on now.
He's my guy in terms of I know what he is. He's a double-double machine. But if you ask me, is he a great interior defender? Go ahead. Ask me the question.
Is he a great interior defender?
Absolutely not. Ask me, does he have a game outside of 10 feet away from the basket?
Does he have a game outside 10 feet away?
Absolutely not. He is who he is. We know his limitations.
But you go hype for him that he should be ACC Player of the Year. Which one is it? Is it Uchiwali or one Mike, bro?
I said that he needed to be in the conversation because that team, that Carolina team without him, that team would have been god awful.
Okay.
Here we go. And this is exactly why my boys can't wear no light blue. Because even when you try to give them a compliment, it always comes back to burn you. Can't do it.
This was about Jesse. This wasn't even about Armando. I think Jesse Edwards is a missed opportunity for potential ACC Player of the Year. Because right now, who would you even have to be a front runner for that conversation?
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But
it's wide open to me because Isaiah's going to the league.
Right. There are still a lot of guys who, I mean, at the end of the day, you're still looking at a lot of guys who you would consider, quote unquote, in that conversation. I think Jesse Edwards would have had to take a fantastic leap offensively to
and
to
that get was that possible run. Without Boeheim. I think that was will be possible. I think he is going to have a good year at West Virginia. He's not going to be in the ACC.
I mean, listen, I'll tell you this. You're not You're not wrong. I think he could have a great year at West Virginia. I'm just saying, I don't think that this is a situation where I'm looking at Jesse
Edwards. You don't believe in the Edwards. You're not effing with Edwards, and that's okay.
I just don't see
him. You don't see it.
I don't see him as a player of the year type. I just don't. Okay. You know what I mean? I think, and again, I think that he could have got it done. Possibly he could have gotten that conversation because, like you said, it's wide open. Like this ain't like when Lamar came back to Louisville and or after winning the Heisman, and you're like, yeah, that's the ACC's player of the year, probably offensive player of the year as well.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, offensive player of the year, probably player of the year as well. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Sure, it ain't one of those situations. Nobody has this award locked up. Nobody. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. All right, switch gears here a little bit. Talk about the women's game. We have a couple transfer portals news to break for you, and a couple road trips taken, rumors to be had. We'll start with Diamond Johnson, guard out of NC State, who has decided to transfer out of Philly. She is done with the Westmore system and trying to find greener pastures. Never quite really fit. Very talented guard. Just something about the style of play at NC State and her personal style never quite meshed.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this before. I said it earlier today on Locked On Wolfpack. You could kind of see, like, if you are familiar with Wolfpack women's basketball, there's a certain archetype that his point guards fall into. Like Miranda Perez was a 20-point-a-game scorer at her last stop before NC State. When she got to NC State, she had to become pass first. And this last season, you could see Diamond attempting and trying to be that pass first point guard, but it just never really clicked. And then the injury situation and her last game being in mid-February didn't help. You know, I don't know what the reason is that she's leaving, because, you know, the explanation that she gave in her post on social media about it was due to some unfortunate situations. So I don't know if it's a situation where she's headed back home, as again, she is a Philly native and all that. I don't know what the situation is there, or if it's just a, you know, her and Westmore never set cart situation. I don't know, but I wish her the best wherever she goes. And NC State bringing in one of the top point guards in the nation and Zoe Brooks should be fine at this position. And I think Westmore is over the portal pretty much. I think after how last season went with a ton of transfers coming in, I think he's very much so over it and like, oh, we're never doing that, not having a recruiting class thing again. We're going to go recruit and keep these players around for 4 years and work it out that way.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said about girls and players who stick things out, stick beside it through a couple of years, saw that, you know, proof in the pudding with South Carolina, things like that. Name of the game definitely is NIL transfers, all of the like. We have someone who is taking trips down to the Bayou. Miss Haley Van Lith has been rumored to be.
Can I say one more thing about Diamond before we get off? I'm sorry. I know you hate when I do this, but just one more
like
thing.
It bugs me to my core.
Just one more thing.
It bugs me to my core.
It is interesting that she is deciding to transfer again and not as a grad transfer, because she's likely going to need a waiver from the NCAA, which is why I said that this may not just be a basketball situation, because, like I said, she may have to sit out a year and going elsewhere if it's not a you know, family emergency or health type of situation. Proceed with it.
Okay, we picked up what you was putting down. We understood it the first three times you said unforeseen circumstances.
I did.
What did you need to? Okay, you know what? We'll talk about it in the back.
Let's talk about it.
My girl took a trip down to the Bayou. She think about going to LSU. It was almost written in stone. She is an NIL athlete with Adidas. I said she might go to Miami. But apparently, after doing some research, you could be an NIL athlete for whatever brand you want to in season. You just have to wear whatever your school is and yada, yada, yada. So she could right on be an LSU Tiger. Go Tigers.
Mm. If only somebody would have warned us about this.
Who did that?
No, but seriously. I mean, the writing was all over the wall for Haley to LSU. I don't know why we're still playing this game. I don't know where else she's going to be visiting, but, like, don't waste those people's time, Haley. But then again, I'm going to tell you, as somebody who, like, did the whole being recruited thing, and, I mean, the cookie cakes were delicious at every school. You know what I mean?
I mean, I took a trip to LSU. Great gator. Great crawfish.
I will gladly,
all that.
will gladly waste some of y'all time to get me a cookie cake. You know what I mean? If I could have did it.
A king cake down at LSU. That's definitely what she got.
If I could have did it all over again, I probably would have asked ACA for some permission to take some extra official visits so I get more of those cookie cakes. I mean, boy.
Why do you love cookies? That's disgusting.
I actually don't love cookie cakes. That's the interesting part about it. It's just the ones that they had at these schools. I mean, woof. What a time. What a time. But anywho. Oh, okay. See, now you're going to make me the bad guy. This episode, I'm the villain. Sure.
Already the last episode, you're the villain. They eat you up, big brother.
I don't care. I don't care. But anyway, with that being said, again, Haley Van Lith to LSU is pretty much, what are we doing here? Stop wasting those people's time. Go ahead, go down there, get yourself good eats, good drink, all that good stuff. But, you know, just go on and sign that letter. Go on and tell the
100%. Folks. 100%. Listen, indifferent at this point. Could care less. I'm ready for basketball season to, you know, gear back up because it's always a fun time. But we do have to talk about more spring games. On Saturday, there was a whole slew of them. So we're going to go list by list talking about the season and their schedules. We know we got to break down season, score, predictions, all the things. I told you Willie was coming for you. He said it was going to be 8-5 for Miami there. So.
Well, I said that that's possible.
You
I
said that 9 games, and he just wanted to credit. He basically was reassuring you what the outcome would be.
Yeah, I said it's very possible. Now, 9 is what I said. Like, they need a lot of things to go right. I can see them getting, you know, I can see them getting 7-8.
7-8 would definitely be dope for them. But we got plenty of other teams to talk about. I don't know if you know that Boston College, Mike Tomlin's son, already went viral for his little shenanigans on his touchdown dance.
I did not see that, but the way that you're talking about it, I feel like I don't want to see it.
Tomlin said as a father he thought it was hilarious. As a coach, he was like, I can't, it's not too much.
Well, I mean, Tomlin was a heck of a receiver back in the day in his own right, so you know, if he's saying as a coach is too much, and mind you, this is a guy who coached Antonio Brown and Juju.
Okay.
If he's saying as a coach is too much, I don't even want to know what this boy did. I don't even want to know.
It wasn't that bad. But all that to say, we got Boston College to go over all the predictions. We got Josh DeBerry, who found a new home, is going to Texas A&M, one of the best secondaries. And, you know, hurt that for Boston College team who desperately needs to have a good season. So we got to go over that bad boy and some other great teams who hope to have some redemptive seasons here. For the conference, no divisions, but it means more fun because you really don't know how it's going to go. It could just be Clemson and everybody else, or it could not be. That's the fun of it all. So we'll talk about all of that as we head through spring and off-season shows and talks. But make sure you download, subscribe to the podcast from anywhere you listen. Make sure you hit up our YouTube channel, subscribe button. We're trying to get 2,000 by the end of the year. We're on the road, slow and steady, wins the race. Follow us on our respective channels. Follow us at Locked On ACC on Twitter. And that's all I got for you today. Hitting last and final thoughts, because we know you like to give a little 1-2 punch as I nicely close and transition.
Oh, no, we can go ahead and get on out of here. You know, I know I'm going to get cussed out in post-production for going back and dipping back in the diamond. I had something else to say, but, you know, it is what it is. But, no, seriously, you know, again, folks, the transfer portal is the new world. This is part of the deal, again. We're going to see a ton of players transfer and all that. And so, you know, just get used to it, right? Like, let's not get our panties up in a bunch and go calling young men and women everything but a child of God because they're leaving our school or whatever. Whatever they gave to your university was a gift. Wish them the best. Or at worst, it was a transaction. They received what they were supposed to receive. They gave what they were supposed to give. Let them go on about their way. Wish them the best or don't say anything. And keep it pushing.
Sounds like a plan to me for Candace Cooper and Kenton Gibbs. Until next time.